Country 1029. I'm Susan. Got a special guest with me on the phone. It is none other than Frankie Ballard. Thanks so much for taking out the time to talk to us.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we're super excited. The show is a week away at the Emmett Charlevoix County Fair. You are a Michigan native, and it's got to be so much different for you performing in your home state than anywhere else.
It really is. You know, when I get my feet back on the Michigan turf, there's just an extra level of horsepower that the band and I feel like we have, and I've always got a smile on my face in my home state.
Now, I know it's been a while since you've had new music out. Your last album came out in 2016, which Rolling Stone named as one of the best 25 country albums of that year, so congrats on that. When are we going to hear something new?
I've had a lot of life go on in the past couple of years since my last release, and I've been working diligently on this new album. But you know, the music business has also changed a lot in the past couple of years, and things are moving rapidly. And so I think the thing to do for a guy like me is to build an arsenal of new music, and that's what we're doing. We're not just making an album, we're building an arsenal. You're not going to have to wait too much longer, and I'll tell you what, I'm even going to debut and try out, maybe test play some of this new material for you in Petoskey.
I am super excited about that because I love Del Rio. That was a great album. I know that you recently just played the Grand Ole Opry again. Would you say that has been your biggest oh wow moment of your career so far, or do you have another one that's bigger?
Playing the Grand Ole Opry is always an incredible honor. You feel the history of those who've gone before you. You want to do great for the people in the room that are visiting town and seeing the Grand Ole Opry for the first time, or maybe listening to it for the first time. So the pressure's on as well. I would say the most kind of impactful moment for me was the first time I had a song go number one on the country charts.
What about the first time you heard yourself on the radio? Do you remember when and where that was?
That moment for me was actually in Nashville. I wasn't expecting it. I was driving home from a writing appointment and feeling a little bit down because I hadn't written a great song that day, and I was excited about the appointment. It hadn't gone that well. But I had a single out on the radio called Tell Me You Get Lonely. It was the first one we ever tried to put out there. And so I was tired and I was kind of heading home and heard it come on. It was like a bolt of lightning went right through my spirit. And I started looking around at the other cars in traffic and wondering if they were listening to the same radio than I was.
Did you have to pull over or anything? Did you tear up a little bit, or were you just super, super excited?
Oh, I'm sure I did. You know, I cry 3 or 4 times a day. It was so exciting. I just felt so emotional and thankful, and like a lot of hard work had paid off, and there's nothing like the magic of radio.
No, I love it. I've been 30 plus years for me, and I love it. I love getting to know artists and watching them climb from just putting out their first single to selling out stadiums around the world. There's nothing like it. When you have all of these great songs, Hell of a Life, Young, Crazy, Bunch of Girls, and Tell Me You Get Lonely, do you have a favorite? I know it's really hard for artists to pick, but which song would you say you're most proud of?
That's a tough one, because they're all like your little babies. You have a special emotion for each one of them, and each one of them's a story. But I would probably say I'm really proud of the recognition that Sunshine and Whiskey got, the whole album, too, but the song, people just light up whenever I play it. That's a really special feeling, because I remember I played a lot of the instruments on that recording, and I just remember working on that recording for a long time, and the different elements and the sounds and production in the studio. Just special care and love of that song, because I always felt like it was just such a fun song. And I'm just proud of the way that one came out, and proud of the way that it's made people happy.
So you have shared the stage with so many great artists, Kenny Chesney, Taylor Swift, Lady Antebellum, and others. Who is still on your bucket list? Who would be your, I really, really would love to perform with this person?
I think the whole world wants to perform with Miranda Lambert right now. I always felt like her and I could do something really cool together. You know, I've got this guitar band, and I think our voices would fit well together. Our styles would fit well together. So I'm looking to hook up with the Texas Queen herself, Ms. Lambert.
Well, if I ever get a chance to talk to her, I'll slip your name in.
Hey, I appreciate that.
All right. What is something that you have to do every night before you take the stage?
I love to get my voice warmed up, and every singer typically does that. But I also like to just get my blood moving a little bit. You know, I think it's important for a performer to make sure their heart rate is up and rocking at the place it's going to be when they're up there singing before the show starts. It helps calm my nerves a bit and, get my lungs ready to to sing the best I can.
You have shown your support for It Starts With Me, the campaign for music education. How did you get involved with that?
I always jump at the chance to help young people learn about music in any way. We've done a few things with the CMA Foundation. One of my favorites is called the Notes for Notes. A group of people is opening studios all around the country that underprivileged children. I think any child who doesn't have access to a music program is underprivileged.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just fun to give back because I'm so blessed at the life that I live, you know, the life of a musician. It's difficult and challenging, but that's part of the best. And I just love to be able to see children have the same opportunity to fall in love with music like I did.
Your song, Bunch of Girls, made a list of the 10 best summer or beach songs of all time. What would you put on the list of the best summer or beach song?
You know, there's a song that I always love to crank up when the sun comes out in the hot summer months, and it's a Mungo Jerry song back from the 60s, I think.
In the summertime when the weather is fine. That one?
Stretch out up and touch the sky when the weather's fine. You got fishing, you got women on your mind. That song just makes me feel like cracking open a cold one.
Well, we are super excited for the show next week. Thank you so much for taking time out to talk to us. And we will see you at the Emmett Charlevoix County Fair.
I'm blessed to do it. Thank you for having me on. We're going to give you everything we got.
Frankie Ballard, going to be at the Emmett Charlevoix County Fair Thursday, August 22nd. Gates open at 6. Music starts at 7. Get all the details at 1029bigcountry.com. We'll see you there.